Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
NFL season is here, and one of the traditions, of course, of the preseason is the award-winning hit show Hard Knocks. It gives you a really inside look at training camp for NFL football teams, and I can say as someone who covers a team that was the subject of Hard Knocks a couple years ago here in Houston, we still hearken back to things that happened on that show as things that made us better informed about certain aspects of either people on the team, the coaches, the dynamic between the coaches and other members of upper management, things like that. It's a great show, especially if it's your team that's being covered, but it's great regardless of the team. Last year, of course, was the LA Rams, their first season in Los Angeles. This year, it's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers who are the subject of Hard Knocks, and pleased to be joined right now by the show head for Hard Knocks. He's a coordinating producer for NFL Films, does a great job with Hard Knocks. Ken Rogers joining me for a few minutes to preview this Tuesday night's premiere, which will be 10 o'clock Eastern time on HBO. Ken, it's good to catch up with you again. How are you?
Oh, doing great. Always great to talk with you, Sean.
Yeah, and how's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers Hard Knocks going so far?
I think it's going great. I'll tell you, it's and I don't want to jinx it, but it really feels like a team very much like the Texans, as you mentioned, in that they're up and coming. They have a lot of national attention, but not a lot of national information. So what I mean by that is people heard that they went 9-7. They've heard about people like Gerald McCoy on defense, or Quan Alexander, or Levante David. They obviously know about Jameis Winston, and they hear that DeSean Jackson's signed to go with Mike Evans, and there's just buzz. But no one has much information about who these guys are off the field and who they are as people. So it reminds me of the Texans in that a lot of people were excited about learning who the men were behind the fantasy pickups that they were doing. You know, everyone knew the names, but then you really get to know the people and you feel like you're more informed as a fan.
Yeah, and you brought up Jameis Winston, and I want to hear about who some of the maybe supporting players are in the story that you guys are going to be telling here. But let's start with Jameis, because J.J. Watt was, I think, the guy who was everybody thought was going to be the centerpiece of Hard Knocks when you guys came here, and he certainly was one of them. But there were so many other intriguing storylines. Jameis is a guy who, unlike J.J. Watt, was very controversial and polarizing off of the field before becoming a Tampa Bay Buccaneer. What's he been like to cover so far through this training camp?
You know, we heard from everyone that knew Jameis down in Tampa that, you know, you're going to be shocked at what an incredible guy he is and what personality he has. And I have to say, we have been. Not completely shocked, because we had spent time with him as NFL Films in the past, but now that we've really gotten to know him, it really is amazing. I think everyone's going to really see who he is besides that name. I mean, you hear Jameis Winston, and a lot of people think a lot of different things. Certainly, Florida State fans, you know, think
yes,
one thing, and people might think another elsewhere. And we've really found him to be totally open and a great guy about who he is now. And he's, in many ways, part of a new generation of fans of the show. So he was 7 years old when the show premiered in 2001 with the Baltimore Ravens. So, you know, Hard Knocks is just part of the NFL. So there's really not a lot of hiding and trying to find a way to not be on the show. They know very well what the show is. They know it's well received, and they love being part of it. Jameis is really part of that generation. He's embraced us fully, just as JJ did.
Yeah, that's intriguing. You're right. We're entering a generation of NFL players, Ken, that doesn't know a world without Hard Knocks, right?
That's true. It's been 15 years.
How does that make you feel?
Show to be on. We talk about that a lot around here and how old it makes all of us feel. But right. The show helps keep us young because, I think you'll really see in this episode a feeling of a new generation of the NFL players. You know,
mm-hmm.
It just keeps coming. And we joke all the time here how, you know, at one moment Peyton Manning retires and you're kind of bummed because you're like, well, we don't get to make films about Peyton Manning anymore. And then here comes another player that comes into the league, you know, Dak Prescott. Okay, great. Now we got another star we can make films about. And it's just so great to see a new generation. They just keep coming out of college. They keep, adding to the NFL legacy. And Hard Knocks just keeps regenerating itself. It keeps being fresh because the people are fresh. The players are fresh. This is a very young team in Tampa, so there's a lot of names on this roster that people have heard and are interested in, but don't really know. I think it's going to be a great season.
Ken Rogers, showhead for Hard Knocks, coordinating producer, NFL Films, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Ken, give us a little glimpse into Tuesday's premiere. Who are, other than Jameis, you mentioned Gerald McCoy, I'm sure they're featured pretty prominently in there, but who are, you know, without giving too much up on the air, who are some of the other kind of supporting or bit players, at least bit players on the roster who maybe become more major players in the story that you guys are telling?
You know, it's an ongoing process, as you know. We didn't find Charles James in Houston until the third week of camp, and all of
right.
a sudden we said, who's this great guy that's doing this fun stuff? So that's the way it is sometimes. There's 90 people, and in the beginning of the week, in the beginning of the show, that first week of camp, a lot of the young people in camp are just, they're just trying to keep their head above water. They're a little intimidated. Things are coming at them quick. Concepts are coming at them quick. It's real. They're at training camp. So their real personalities sometimes don't come out. So this first show definitely will be star heavy. I mean, and we have plenty of them as opposed to some years where, you know, there might not be as big a names. Winston McCoy and Deshaun Jackson's as big a star, you know, as we've had on the show. And Mike Evans is as good a receiver as we've had on the show. There's a lot of interest in those guys. And some of the young people that we're covering, I mean, include some young talent like we had when we were in Houston, some, you know, and some draft picks like O.J. Howard that you say, wow, he looks like an NFL vet, you know, in build
yep.
already. He just is a man. And just seeing him on the practice field has been something that we've been intrigued by. You know, he's a kind of quiet, soft-spoken guy, but he's not out in the field. A wide receiver like Chris Godwin is the same way. You just feel like, wow, this is. I feel like I should know more about this person, not just as a NFL fan, but even as a fantasy player or just someone interested in your own team somewhere in the country. You know, odds are you might play the Bucs sometime, and
yep.
it's just so many great characters.
Yeah, you know, Howard's a beast. He's my pick for Rookie of the Year on the offensive side of the ball. Ken Rogers, showhead for Hard Knocks, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Ken, last question. You and I talk about this every year. I think one of the most anticipated parts, and maybe it's kind of morbidly anticipated, are the cuts. Watching the coaches and the conversations they have with players when they're letting them go. Essentially, they're firing them. You know, so we're watching that. I'm curious, with the change in the rules of there's no more cut down to 75. There's only, you know, 90, basically 90 to 53, with the occasional cut here and there. How much have you guys factored that into the potential content that's going to be available to you this season? Is that something that's come up in the conversations with you and the rest of the production staff?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I mean, and all we can do is get ready to roll with the punches. The only thing we know is that there's a deadline to get to 53, but that doesn't mean you can't do some cuts beforehand.
Right.
Doesn't mean you can get to 85 in the third week of training camp if you want. So there could still be cuts. We're prepared if there is. And all that really means is that the drama for us is going to hold on for one more episode. Mm-hmm. So you really, the tension, you know, it's not, I forget the numbers, but it's not 15, 18 people. It's going to be everyone going on the chopping block at once. You know, 27 people or 37 people, it's just going to be really dramatic from our standpoint to see that many people and their futures being decided upon right then, right there, at the end of training camp, after 5 weeks of getting to know them. And it's sort of that bittersweet moment for us. We hate covering it. We hate showing it. It's one of those things that's very difficult for us to film and to edit. But I think it's what makes the show so well-received is that it reminds people that these just aren't guys that get paid a lot of money to play a game. There's some real stakes involved with their careers, their livelihood, and their family who, you know, they're looking to provide for. It can definitely humanize football players for anyone who just thinks they're a jersey running around on the field.
Yep, well put. Have you lobbied HBO for an extra like 20 minutes in that last episode? They do that for The Sopranos and Game of Thrones sometimes on a season finale, huh?
I think I might. You know, we've been on the air long enough. I think if Game of Thrones can make up their own runtime, so
there you go. Ken Rogers, he's a show head for Hard Knocks, coordinating producer, NFL Films. The Tampa Bay Bucs are the subject of it this year. Where is it, Ken, real quick, by the way, where is camp for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
It's right there at their facility. They have a brand new facility.
Okay.
It's got to be two blocks over from the stadium there in Tampa, and they're building a whole new indoor stadium. So there's a lot of excitement down there about where it's at. It's just like Houston, real hot, real humid, and a real good team.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're 2 years too late to do the Texans. I was just up in West Virginia at the Greenbrier with them, covering them last week. It was like 75 every day. I was thinking about you guys. I'm like, boy, Hard Knocks would have been a lot more fun to do probably for these guys up here in West Virginia instead of the sweltering heat in Houston.
Maybe Coach O'Brien will let us come back.
Maybe. I'll ask him for you. How's that?
Okay.
There you go. Ken Rogers, show head for Hard Knocks, coordinating producer, NFL Films. Ken, we always anticipate the show real highly every year. You guys do such a great job with it. We're certainly looking forward. Tuesday night, 10 o'clock Eastern time on HBO. Do I have that right? 10 o'clock Eastern time, HBO?
That's it. And at 7 a.m., it's available on HBO Go, HBO Now, and all the streaming digital platforms that HBO offers.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.